What are you doing right now in your own practice in a non-protocol setting in terms of choice of chemotherapy? For example, in a node-negative, node-positive patients, which regimens are you generally using?
I've started to incorporate the TC regimen much more frequently, especially in patients for whom I have concerns about chemotherapy tolerance. I must say that I have not given up on the standard AC taxane regimen for my node-positive patients. At
which
this
regimen?
Time, standard anthracycline, doxorubicin, cyclophosphamide, the standard IV every 3 weeks times four, followed by weekly paclitaxel. That is pretty much what I use as my standard of care, unless patients are interested in dose dense, and I will use the dose dense regimen with the anthracycline Cytoxin. So I'll give the dose dense AC, but generally I'll give the weekly paclitaxel because I think that has a longer period of dose intensity, although I can't say that the dose-dense regimen in general is not an effective regimen. I guess one of the things that concerns me, obviously, about all of the adjuvant regimens, especially in some of the African-American women that I've seen, and in people who have a subclinical neuropathy, is that it's a Pyrrhic victory if we end up with these neuropathies in these patients. So one thing I like about the weekly paclitaxel is that I can keep a closer eye on their neurologic status.